It's the Morning Midwest Digest. Good morning, everyone. I'm Max Armstrong with news and commentary from across the heartland of America. Our Tuesday morning edition of the Midwest Digest is brought to you by the Bayer Farm Challenge of the Week. I'll have this morning's stories coming right up. As farmers park their planters for this year, what should come next? The Director of Ag Technology at Winfield United, Joel Whipperfirth, offers insight into tactics farmers should consider this growing season.
Well, I think everybody who just planted knows a lot more about the yield potential of their crop, and they have the ability to assess what inputs they should continue to start looking at here. So when we look at utilizing ag technology tools, you've got the ability to use in-season imagery to start looking for where some of the problem and opportunity areas are, followed by taking a tissue sample in those areas. And then we can use that tissue sample to help drive the macro and micronutrient supplements that need to be made. I think every farmer is a good farmer in Excel spreadsheet in January, but we just know a lot more about the crop as the in-season potential progresses.
Using the in-season technology and monitoring tools now available, Joel says farmers can more easily determine the needed steps to help boost yield. This has been the Farm Challenge of the Week, brought to you by Bayer. We played hard over the Memorial Day weekend, and that showed up in boating and motorcycle accidents across our region Friday through yesterday. Among the places reporting motorcycle deaths during the weekend, Lincoln, Nebraska, Indianapolis, Indiana, DeKalb County, Illinois, and Butler County, Kansas. And numerous farm tractor accidents came across our screen during the weekend. Three people were hurt when two cars and a farm tractor collided near Bloomington, Illinois. A motorist in a car was seriously injured near Saginaw, Michigan, after colliding with a farm tractor. And at Goshen, Indiana, a farm accident involving a tractor claimed the life of a 3-year-old girl. From This Week in Agribusiness, weekly crop bulletins come out later today, delayed by one day due to yesterday's holiday. Longtime crop analyst Mike Cordonier says the early crop condition reports for corn and soybeans are going to be very good. But he notes the crops could run into trouble as the season goes on. A leading Chicago theatrical director and choreographer who spent most of her life in the Midwest has died. The Chicago Tribune reported that Rachel Rockwell, on the brink of a major national career in the American theater, died yesterday of cancer. She was 49. Rockwell was born in Columbia, Missouri, and grew up in Oakland City and Boonville, Indiana. She was a graduate of the University of Evansville in Indiana. A writer in the Chicago newspaper said so great was Rachel Rockwell's success that it was felt she was doing for Chicago musicals what others had previously done for the city's plays and improv comedy. Starting this fall, the University of Memphis will not charge tuition to children and spouses of fallen service members. The university already accepts the National Folds of Honor Scholarship, which undergraduate students under the age of 24 can receive if a parent was severely injured or killed while on active duty. Spouses of any age can receive it, too, if they've not remarried. That's a $5,000 a year scholarship. But for the coming year, the University of Memphis will accept that scholarship as payment in full. The student won't owe a dime. That's the Morning Midwest Digest, brought to you by the folks at Bayer. I'm Max Armstrong. Have a good day.